Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio show hosts were talking about the 111,
And also the moon in Aries, which marks a period in which we are supposed to persevere and commence with the new projects, new beginnings, you know, such as creating lists of things for ourselves to do for the new year. It marks a period of rebirth for some people. And for me, it marked the beginning of my new astrology show, which I'm still so excited about and so happy to have. Now, just for those of you who are not familiar with me or anything that I do, I guess you can call me an astrologer or psychic, but I like to think of myself as being a celestial philosopher. And a celestial philosopher is basically, in my opinion, someone who looks to the celestial bodies and energies and uses those to gather information and knowledge. And that's basically what philosophy means, and its etymological roots. Philosophy means to know. And I like to know about the stars and the celestial objects and so forth. And so, right now, my laptop just completely turned off because I didn't have the charger in. I did have a guest, my good friend, astrologer, webmaster, and Reiki master teacher, Starlene, to join me. But I can't unmute her until I get my laptop back on. So until then, I'm just going to update you guys with some things that have been going on with me personally. So pretty soon I'm going to be a guest on Seers of the Soul. It's a radio show basically based on Mother Earth. The host of the show is of Cherokee heritage, and she's very, very, very in touch with the earth, and she literally goes to retreats or retrievals, whatever you call it, and without any without any superficial items or attachments such as cell phones and laptops and computers and things like that. And you know, we don't even get to shower. They don't even get to shower with in a tub or a bath or with candles or anything. They use the water from the earth to cleanse themselves. So and she wants me to do that too. She wants me to visit California and go on one of those retreats. And that I'm still pondering. I do not know if I am willing to give up a cell phone and my laptop and a hot shower. So, me and her are going to probably be debating that when we're on the air together. But oops, I was muted. I'm so sorry, guys. I was just talking for the whole time, and I was completely muted. As I was saying, I was on Kay Gallagher's show last night, and you know, I just called in, and there was another guest on the air. Her name was Diane, very cute lady. And Kay, we were just talking, and she was telling me about my energies, and she basically did a little tiny mini reading for me, and she told me that, for her. Because she wanted to keep, she kept, I guess, nudging me to tell people about myself. And a lot of times I don't really like to talk about myself. I don't know why, I'm just weird like that, but I don't really always like to talk about myself. And so she kept urging me to get information about your show and your, whatever. And I basically said, no, how about we turn this on you so you get your start? Where did your psychic abilities come from? And how did you get your start? And she basically told me that she started on Keen, and she was going for a reading, and she knew her father was going to die, And it was just a feeling, she said. It was an inexplicable feeling. She didn't get a vision. She didn't hear it from spirits. She didn't, it wasn't something she felt in her body physically. She didn't feel sick or feel the symptoms of death. She just felt, that it wasn't an instantaneous knowing, but she just felt her father was going to die. And it just so happens that it did happen on the Saturday, I mean, but she felt that he was going to die on Saturday, and that's what took place. And so, for her psychic abilities worked in a feeling-oriented nature. It was more empathic. And that kind of leads me to today's show topic, because one of the reasons I made this show for today was because I was inspired by last night's conversation. And what I found a lot of times is that so many people want to know and understand what their psychic abilities are, what their gifts are, their intuition gifts. But a lot of people have this false understanding that we all possess the same psychic ability or psychic gift, or that we can all connect to the source in the same way, such as through clairvoyance, such as through seeing spirits. And that's just not the case. Not everyone will be able to see spirits physically or with their eyes or even in the third eye. I mean, just think, Mozart, he couldn't see any pictures within his mind. He could hear sounds, he could hear music, but he could not see pictures. In some ways, his third eye was shut. His mind's eye was blind. And so, therefore, you couldn't expect him to be able to see spirits or to connect with them in that way. But perhaps he would be able to hear spirits because of his highly aural sense, naturally gained through his work as a composer and as a musician. And so I kind of want to connect people to their own natural intuitive gifts and try and steer you guys away from connecting to something that just isn't you, because it's going to lead to a series of frustrations trying to connect to the psychic ability or gift that you want so badly, yet you're ignoring your own natural ability. And with that said, I have my computer back on and my switchboard is back up, so I'm going to say hello to Starlene. Are you there? Hello?
I am here. Hello.
Yay!
Yay!
Computer kind of shut down, and I had to reload it.
I thought I might have had your information in my computer when I got to it, but I didn't. It didn't save or anything, so I was like, I'm gonna log on and let myself in, but I didn't have it, so I
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have saved it. I didn't, though. Oh, well.
Yeah, you have to save it, I mean, if it isn't for your hacking abilities, your technological hacking abilities, my show would have been saved if you used them, your Aquarius, talents. But anyway, what do you think about people trying to connect to an intuitive ability or talent that goes against their natural energetic frequency? And how do you kind of feel it connects with astrology and the chart?
Do you feel that
people can look at their charts and see what natural intuitive gift they have best, or what a talent would best connect with them? Or, do you find that a lot of people go against their natural inner intuition in an effort to gain what this glamorous ability or gift that just isn't something they possess naturally?
I definitely think there are some people that you can look at the chart and you can see that they have an ability that is there, whether or not they have activated it or, worked with it. Is another story, and I definitely think vice versa, whereas people, they might really want to, for whatever reason, whether it be glamour or whatever, they want to be intuitive or psychic or whatever, and you don't necessarily see it in their chart, And that being said, I think that, people are generally intuitive by nature. We just have all these, brick walls that we've built up and this life that we, you know, this human life that we've created that disconnect us from that natural state of being, because I think intuition is a natural thing for most people, and there are more people that are, you know, that understand that about themselves than there are some people that don't. So I definitely see, I can look at somebody's chart and I will, you know, see there's elements in there of it that will, that indicate that they have the ability to be intuitive or not, you know. I definitely think that's possible.
So what do you feel attests to that based on astrology when you look at a chart? I mean, because a lot of times this takes us to another, I guess, debate, whereas some people believe that everyone is psychic and everyone is intuitive. Whereas when you look at a chart, you know, some astrologers may look at a chart and they don't necessarily see the intuitive ability highlighted or as a prominent feature. I mean, do you feel that some souls literally come to this earth only to connect to the earth plane without a connection to, you know, I guess, the psychic realm or the spiritual realm?
Well, I mean, I guess that's possible, but I think that we're all, I'm one of those people that believes we're all intuitive, you know, but do we have that, is that an enhanced thing for us? No. I think that, you know, like it's natural for me to be a flighty person because I'm an Aquarius and I have a lot of air in my chart. It's natural for a grounded person to be grounded. I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm not grounded in some respect or another, you know. So I think it's just like a varying degree. And what I would look at in somebody's chart is definitely their Neptune, because that's their spiritual connection to God and, you know, how they connect with God or however you want to define spirit. Or you would look at Uranus. That would be their understanding of that connection to the unknown, to the thought, the mental process.
Not physical,
you know?
Yes.
I think that I think that is a big one, you know, where Uranus is placed in their chart as far as like where their intuitive abilities, you know, everybody has a Uranus and a Neptune, but where is it put in their chart, you know? And it may be put in a very earthy grounded element, or it may be put into something that's highly highly psychic, you know. It just depends. So we all have it. We're just not, some of us employ it and some of us don't,
so we,
you know, and some of us don't want to, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
one thing I've noticed a lot is that, go ahead.
Do you think everybody's psychic? Are you one of those people? I mean, to some degree or what?
Are you one of those people who think everybody's psychic or...
Like,
you know,
me, I
psychic?
Do. I think that we all have the ability. It's just that, you know, not, like, and some have a stronger ability than others, you know? It's like I drink through a little straw instead of a big straw, you know, or take big sips. I don't know. It's different. It's a different kind of thing.
It makes sense. I think that I'm starting to feel that some people... We like, they come into the world and their energies are a little like, I don't know, they're just, some people are naturally connected more to like the earth, and they don't necessarily have, they can't get out of themselves, they can't expand beyond their own soul, which is what being psychic is really all about. And so I think that for some people, I don't think that they necessarily have a quote-unquote psychic connection. They may have more of an intuitive connection to the earth than anything else. And I think it goes back to, like, the semantics of the word psychic. You know, what really is being psychic? It's kind of complex. So in one respect, everybody is psychic, but in another, some people aren't, you know, because they can't expand their sense of self beyond themselves. And I think that that's what being psychic is, being able to merge with other people's souls.
I agree with you.
Well, that's good. Well, right now I'm going to take a quick, maybe 3-minute or 2-minute break, but when we come back, we're going to delve into I guess maybe the charts of some psychics and kind of and probably discuss maybe how that person's psychic ability is expressed through a chart. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Someone once told me that you have to choose what you win or lose. You can't have everything. Don't you take chances, you might feel pain. Don't you love in vain, 'cause love won't set you free. I could stand by the side, and once this life passed me by. So unhappy, safe as could be. So what if it hurts me?